The Voices of Search podcast is a proud member of the I Hear Everything podcast network. Looking to launch or scale your podcast? I Hear Everything delivers podcast production, growth, and monetization solutions that transform your words into profit. Ready to give your brand a voice? Then visit IHearEverything.com. Welcome to the Voices of Search podcast, a member of the I Hear Everything podcast network. Ready to expedite your company's organic growth efforts? Sit back, relax, and get ready for your daily dose of search engine optimization wisdom. Here's today's host of the Voices of Search podcast, Jordan Cooney.
Hello, marketers and SEOs. My name is Jordan Cooney from Previsible, and today joining me is Ty DeGrange, who is the CEO at Round Barn Labs. Round Barn Labs is a premium performance marketing agency bringing an in-house perspective to digital performance marketing through consulting with a growth mindset. Today, Ty and I are going to discuss affiliate marketing best practices and the impact on SEO.
And this podcast is also sponsored by Ahrefs. What if I told you that you could monitor your website's SEO health, backlinks, and organic rankings at no cost? Sounds too good to be true? Well, it's not. Because my friends at Ahrefs just launched Ahrefs Webmaster Tools. Ahrefs' new Webmaster Tools product quickly helps you improve your site's visibility by pointing solutions to over 100 technical issues that might be holding your search performance down. Plus, AWT monitors for backlinks so you'll know the most linked to pages and how those links are affecting your rankings. And AWT shares what keywords your website ranks for and compares how you stack up against competitors for key metrics like search volume, keyword difficulty, and traffic value. Look, monitoring your website used to require multiple expensive tools. And now, thanks to Ahrefs, that's not the case anymore, because AWT will help you monitor your SEO health, backlinks, and keywords for free. And no, it's not one of those 14-day free trial offers. It's a powerful site audit tool that will keep working for you for free. So check out Ahrefs Webmaster Tools at ahrefs.com/AWT. That's ahrefs.com/AWT.
Okay, here's my conversation with Ty DeGrange, the CEO of Round Barn Labs. Ty, welcome to the show.
Hey, Jordan. How you doing? Great to be here.
Pumped. It's great to have a friend on the show. Ty and I have known each other for a long time. For our listeners, we worked together at eBay many moons ago, and we've stayed in touch. And he now owns an amazing performance marketing agency called Round Barn Labs. He's been building that up for, what, close to a decade now, I'm assuming, right, Ty?
Yeah, it's been quite a journey, but it's been awesome.
That's awesome. So we're gonna dive into affiliate marketing and where that is at today. Before we get really deep into it, because most of our listeners are SEOs, can we just give a little bit of the lay of the land of what we mean by affiliate marketing, what it means for you guys at Round Barn Labs, and like in the how you support customers? Just give us a little bit of context on what this beast is that is affiliate marketing.
Yeah, affiliate defined is really an advertiser plugging into a tracking mechanism of some sort to get their product or service on a content site, a partner site, a deal site, across the web somewhere. And usually the monetization is through a cost per acquisition or a commission. So, you know, you might think of them as like a remote digital sales team for Nike. Nike can basically plug into a tracking platform and then, you know, pay running bloggers 10% of all the purchases and sales that go through it. That's a easy direct-to-consumer e-com example.
And when we think about these channels, right, or this effort around affiliate marketing, what does it really look like from the strategy perspective? Like, how are you coming up with a strategy for affiliate marketing? What's the effort when you're talking to the brand or the business in terms of alignment on what you're going to do to generate those partnerships?
Yeah, that's a great question. I would say that when you think about strategy, you know, there's a lot of things you want to think about. And when we work with brands, whether that's consumer tech, e-commerce, or even B2B, you know, we're thinking about their mission, their goals, their growth model, their growth hypotheses. We're thinking about the channel mix that they already have set up or maybe are setting up. We're thinking about their costs and profitability levers that they have available. And then, you know, what we're trying to do is essentially blanket the web through a multi-channel approach. One of the cool things is that with affiliate, it's actually a channel of many channels within itself. You've got influencer in our definition. You've got blogger content, kind of that niche or long tail. You have larger media houses that are very high quality and household names that might be magazines, newspapers, digital publications that are very popular and ubiquitous. You even have media buyers that are willing to run and show up within the search ecosystem, which we'll get into. Paid social media buyers, which can run ads. There's tons of automotive enthusiast forums out there that you and I dealt with eBay Motors and many others. So There's so many slices and types of affiliates and partners and publishers. We call them all these same names.
Right.
When we think about strategy, you want to develop a good mix that can provide diversity and provide a really high efficiency. We'll talk a little bit about that, but those are some of the considerations we look at when standing out and thinking about how do you launch, go to market, and position strategically an affiliate program for a brand.
Yeah, and I mean, I think that there's a lot of misconceptions about what affiliate is, right? And I'd like for you to help us understand that, especially for our SEOs here who often get the question from their internal stakeholders of like, oh, hey, is this affiliate placement good or is this affiliate placement bad? Is this going to help SEO? Is this going to hurt SEO? And so one of the things that I'd love for us to just talk about, like, and right off the bat is affiliate marketing spam?
Bring in the hot takes right away. It certainly can be, Jordan. And I think, like, let's be honest, every single channel in digital, probably every single business since the dawn of time, have had some level of grift, shadiness, messed up behavior. And affiliate has absolutely been in violation in some percentage of time, some capacity, in some players. Now, what I've noticed is that especially in the last 5 years, heck, even in the last 10 years, it's gotten a heck of a lot better.
Mm-hmm.
Technology's gotten better. Monitoring tools have gotten better. Brands have gotten savvier to not just let affiliates run amok. And most of them are good actors, which is not, you probably say something similar about the SEO game, right? You've got a lot of quality players in the space. And I think we see this a lot on our side where we're an agency, and a lot of times there needs to be a really monitored, well-managed program to make sure that affiliate's being done right, even without fraud. The fraud could be your least of your worries if you're not structuring the program properly, aligning incentives properly, paying the right partners the right fees. You could lose your shirt if your commission's just a little too high, and you're not getting the return on that partner type.
Right.
Doesn't have to have any fraud at all. So misalignment of incentives, I think, is probably maybe more of a larger issue than fraud itself. But in some business models, you got to really keep an eye out.
100%. I agree with you 100% that this, like any digital marketing channel, will encounter some form of, spam is one word for it, but there's just a variety of nefarious tactics that are used. And those tactics can lead to, poor business management of the channel. And I think that's the interesting thing when you apply affiliate marketing to a strategy. The strategy is really one of alignment with the business's needs, expectations, budgets, partner types. All of those factors come into play to really make that work. So let's go down this path of SEO. And what does affiliate marketing mean to SEO? Like, one of the challenges I see being an SEO myself, right, is I get questions about affiliate marketing, and there's a lot of ways that these questions will come at us. And I'd love your expert view on how we should best think about answering them.
Mm-hmm.
One of those questions is, will affiliate marketing drive my brand awareness, drive my overall footprint online, and then thus help my SEO?
Yeah, I think the short answer is yes, but let's break it down a little bit and talk through it. So I've talked about this a little bit in my newsletter. There's some really attractive, channels or partner types to consider when you're looking at affiliate as an option or an existing program. If you start first, you've got content, which is kind of massive. It's kind of a big area we're going to talk about today. You've got the large media houses, you've got forums, you've got blogs, You've got, you know, any written review or list ranking of a product or service, you've seen it, right? Best skis for 2024 season, best Pinot in Napa for the summer, whatever you want to call it, right? There's a lot of those types out there. Then you've got, you know, the rise of influencers just gotten crazy. And I think of that as there's such a similar mechanism and overlap that we definitely deem that affiliate. Some don't. The next piece I would say is like the loyalty space. Think about credit card, airline miles, banks. These are legitimate, trusted platforms where people are logging in and either getting relevant offers based on what their purchase behavior is or based on ad buys. There's a good discovery mechanism there vis-a-vis your competitors that are not just claiming credit down funnel, which some people think. There's a legitimate population of people that are out there kind of wanting to bank deals, coupons, offers across a number of buys, across a number of demographics. And similarly, thinking about, okay, how do I get my cash back? How do I get my airline miles? There's connected TV. That's an actual CPA, cost per acquisition model. You don't have to pay up front if you're a right type of retailer where you can get value and see and get full ads on a CPA on connected TV and streaming. You've got, you know, brand to brand partnerships or partnerships light of like, how do we integrate via tech platform to show a complimentary, you know, health and wellness offer? If we're offering a great supplement, what about a personal trainer, digital personal trainer that goes with it?
Right.
There's a lot of business models that are emerging. There's a lot of business models that aren't even mentioned there. But those are a few of the top ones I've talked about that I think people don't always realize. Even audio, obviously that's its own medium, right? Which we're on currently. But a lot of times that can be structured in an affiliate way where a host is willing to say, hey, we'll get paid per purchase as opposed to a flat fee. So I want to start there and then think about, that's a lot, but content in particular, we found is going to be, it's such a growing need. It's going to be indexed and we're going to get into kind of that, but that is going to absolutely help improve your search engine results page and that real estate within the search engine. As we've talked about, it's not necessarily your answer to, you know, organic traffic, Google rankings solely, and the link structure itself is not going to gain you SEO juice, as they say in our analysis and, you know, what you and I have talked about from an SEO perspective. But it does, in particular in competitive product areas and competitive brands, it does kind of push out competitors and add to your brand's exposure and touch points in the SERP, which is really important.
Time for a 1 minute break to hear from our sponsor, Previsible. So you're looking for SEO help, and you got a couple of options. You could start replying to spam from agencies that claim they can get you to rank number one on Google. You can pay an hourly rate for a consultant who will inevitably nickel and dime you with hourly charges. Or you can work with a cookie cutter agency to quickly launch a strategy-less project with low success rate. None of those sound very good, now do they? Well, that's where Previsible's integrated consulting model comes in. Previsible draws from a collective 40 years of SEO and digital marketing experience to unlock your organic growth opportunities. They build custom solutions that combine strategy, technical expertise, content, and reporting to effectively operationalize SEO for your business. Previsible's four-stage approach ensures that your SEO programs thrive by starting off with a strategy-first approach. Then they support you in your efforts to create quality content, help you identify technical issues, and most importantly, they'll work with your cross-functional teams to integrate your SEO strategies to make sure that your SEO budget actually drives results, not just your agency's bottom line. So join brands like Yelp, eBay, Canva, Atlassian, Square, all who rely on the SEO consultants at Previsible. For more information, go to previsible.io. That's Previsible, previsible.io.
I agree 100% that there's this like macro halo effect that a really strong affiliate play can have on your SEO results. But I think it goes back to our previous conversation when we were talking about spam, which is like there is a right way of doing that and there's a wrong way of doing that, right? And I think that's where there have been a variety of actors within affiliate marketing. Just there are a variety of actors in SEO who take certain measures to really propagate and overuse you know, certain paid placements, certain channels, like you're talking about, you know, streaming TV. And these companies may abuse the privilege that they have or the capital, the funds that they have to leverage these channels. Now, pivoting that to the content piece, is there value in alignment between your affiliate investments, how you're, say, getting into product or service lists, how you're getting into, say, video assets and on streaming TV, taking those assets, those content assets, and using it for an SEO purpose?
I love that. And now, philosophically, we always want to find great, clear ways to collaborate with great internal teams, especially when brands are advanced. They've got a lot of great people working on the marketing and growth and performance marketing of a product or service. We love dividing and conquering with a PR team. We love dividing and conquering with a good influencer team, if they've divided it that way. We love doing that with a good SEO team. And there's, as you know, there's so many similarities to going out and recruiting and getting those backlinks bought in via relationship, via other methods. It's a similar mechanic. And so I think that to be able to think about repurposing and singing the same song collectively as a unit, to have those great branded touch points, but still enable those backlink SEO players to have an authentic voice, to allow those influencers to have an authentic voice, to allow those affiliates to have an authentic voice within the parameters of those guidelines, that's the secret sauce. And so I think it's no doubt there's a great opportunity to kind of like slice up, repurpose, and utilize valued assets across these things. And if you can, I think, especially if you have the tracking mechanisms in place via UTMs and other pieces, you're off to the races to kind of measure how they're doing effectively across all of it.
That's right. I mean, you know, one of the biggest, I think, weaknesses we have right now in the SEO industry is our lack of repurposing assets, right? We often get our minds wrapped around the concept of create new, build more, when there are like various other marketing channels that are really developing great tools and resources that can be used for SEO. It's just a matter of creating that alignment, building that bridge, having the partnership, the communication channels to build that into your plan and your execution on the SEO front.
Yeah, this just came up recently on the Nine Figure Operator Pod. I'm not sure if you're a fan. It's been a lot of fun and informative for me and the D2C ecom community. And they talked a lot about this in the last, I think it was the second to last episode, talking about the value of repurposing, especially when you're running a, you know, north of $100 million brand. There's a lot of learnings to be had. There's a lot of ways to repurpose and make something that maybe performed well, perform even better through various iterations.
100%. One last question here for you, Ty, on the affiliate marketing space. And just generally speaking, when we think about performance, when we think about measuring the outcomes of affiliate, measuring the outcomes of SEO, measuring the outcomes of content marketing, where's the alignment between SEO and affiliate marketing there? Are there takeaways that you can have? In the SEO space, there's a lot of talk about paid search and SEO, but what about this channel?
Yeah, that's a really good one. I think it goes back to what I said earlier. If we can really team up with the SEO team to align on targets around backlinking and targets around affiliate recruitment and activation and optimization, I think that's the win. It doesn't mean you're necessarily always going to have a one-to-one. You're not going to have some degree of overlap or opportunity, because I think those relationships evolve. But I do think, especially for content, especially for as Google starts to introduce Reddit or some of these other platforms into the search engine results page, heck, there's ways now to access Reddit on a CPA. So affiliate's a weird animal, and I think it definitely takes some education to understand it, but there is absolutely a way to align and bring those two together and kind of measure that lift and improvement and SERP over time. I think it's absolutely possible through a lot of these mechanisms to see, hey, how much are we improving overall SEO health, overall SERP exposure, overall benefit? And I think you obviously got to look at, you know, incrementality and attribution the right way on this. Last thing I'll put a bow on is I think SEO is obviously an amazingly efficient way to go. It's just a longer term haul for a lot of folks, especially when they have paid at their disposal. And you kind of have to have a little bit of the right mix, right? I had an amazing conversation with a fractional CMO that's done a lot in various channels, but especially in connected TV. I got a chance to talk more about that at the panel in Miami last week. But long story short, affiliate is like very high up. You got search high at the top of the incrementality scoring from our view and from his view. And affiliate's number two and connected TV is number three, ahead of social. Not everyone's going to have that ranking. Not everyone's going to come up that way. Obviously, every business is going to be different, but that's a pretty good sample size. I don't recall how many brands that was. But if you think about it, SEO, search, affiliate can be, I'm not saying social's bad. I mean, it's going to vary in some, you got to have to have it.
Sure.
But it's a really great, efficient, they're both very good and efficient if they're managed carefully and managed the right way and priced the right way and resourced the right way. So I think you're kind of singing the same song if you want to. And if you're managing both effectively with the right expectations, it can be highly efficient.
That's a great place for us to wrap up this episode of the Voices of Search podcast. A big thank you to Ty DeGrange from Round Barn Labs for joining us. In part two of this interview, which we'll publish tomorrow, Ty and I are going to discuss the product and services placement bonanza. If you can't wait until our next episode and would like to learn more about Ty, you can find a link to his LinkedIn profile in our show notes, or you can find him on Twitter where his company handle is at Round Barn Labs, or visit his company website, roundbarnlabs.com.
Okay. Thanks to Jordan Cooney, the founder of Previsible. If you'd like to get in touch with Jordan, you can find a link to his LinkedIn profile in our show notes. You can contact him on Twitter. His handle is JT Cooney. That's JTKOENE. Or you can visit his company's website, which is previsible.io. That's previsible.io. And a special thanks to Previsible for sponsoring this podcast. If you're looking for support with all of your SEO needs, Previsible's integrated consulting model is there for you. They draw on a collective 40 years of SEO and digital marketing experience to help you unlock your organic search and growth opportunities. So join brands like Yelp, eBay, Canva, Atlassian, and Square, all who rely on SEO consultants at Previsible. For more information, go to previsible.io. That's previsible.io. And a special thanks to Ahrefs for sponsoring this podcast. Monitoring your website used to require multiple expensive tools, but that's not the case anymore, thanks to Ahrefs, because they just launched their Ahrefs Webmaster Tools product, which monitors your SEO health, helps you keep track of your backlinks, and gives you the insight into what keywords are performing for free. So check out Ahrefs Webmaster Tools at ahrefs.com/AWT. That's Ahrefs, ahrefs.com/AWT. Just one more link in our show notes I'd like to tell you about. If you didn't have a chance to take notes while you were listening to this podcast, head over to voicesofsearch.com, where we have summaries of all of our episodes and contact information for our guests. You can also subscribe to our weekly newsletter, and you can even send us your topic suggestions or your marketing questions, which we'll answer live on our show. Of course, you can always reach out on social media. Our handle is Voices of Search on LinkedIn, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, or you can contact me directly. My handle is Ben J. Schaap, BenJShap. And if you haven't subscribed yet, and you want a daily stream of SEO and content marketing insights in your podcast feed, we're going to publish an episode every day during the work week. So hit that subscribe button in your podcast app, and we'll be back in your feed tomorrow morning. All right, that's it for today. But until next time, remember, the answers are always in the data.